Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
I'd say we just shoot the shit like we usually do, and Shane can figure it out. What do you reckon?
Yeah, I've prepaid him.
We're leaving Shane just figure out a lot of stuff lately, aren't we?
He's had a year off.
That's actually really true. Yeah, he's not a year off. Oh, he has, I suppose.
No,
actually, no, he hasn't.
He's had the guts of it. Welcome back to Bandwagon's Patreon.
Welcome back to Bandwagon's Patreon. Thanks so much for joining us. We're doing something a bit different this week, and this might be ropey for the first one, but we do think there's potential in it.
This could go down in the history books along with the First Dates watch along.
That was bad. That was not good.
So bad. Someone actually said that they loved it and they wanted it every month. Or they wanted more of them. I think people are just really nice to us.
We need to see how Vic and Davina do it on their Patreon. They do like a Draggle Vision, I think it's called.
I'd say they do videos.
They do video, but I think they do the audio
picture
as well.
Picture.
Well, we can do the video now that we're together, is the thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, well, that's a totally different piece of content, Breed.
I just thought about the other day.
We're talking about a brand new piece of content where we read those weird magazines.
The cheapest real life magazines.
The cheapest real life magazines. Is that what we call them?
That's what this one is, the cheapest real life magazine. Well,
why do we call the segment Help a Dingo Ate My Baby?
Oh, is it on that?
No, is that not a... Like a joke mop culture, no?
No, that actually happened to someone in Australia.
Oh, it's
a true crime thing.
Okay, sorry. Well, then I take that back.
The dingo ate my baby.
They said in The Simpsons, though, I think, before that was solved.
No, it is. Like, it was this whole thing where a baby went missing outback.
Yeah, okay.
No, it's very famous. And the mother got charged for it, but she reckoned the whole time that a dingo had eaten her baby.
Oh.
And only, like, recent evidence came up to show that, like, a dingo probably did eat her baby, but she went to prison for it.
Oh, God.
Yeah, there was something about a cardigan being shredded and all. Like, it was really grim. But there's a good podcast on it. I'll try to find it.
Anyway, so we are going to... Okay, let's call this segment Take a Break from Life, because that's what two of these magazines are called.
No, well, yours is Pick Me Up.
Yeah, but there is another magazine called Take a Break.
Well, we don't have that
Do you remember the ad? Yeah, I know, but like just in general.
That's life.
I think
that's what we should call it.
I think Take a Break from Life sounds funny.
I named this Take a Break Mags.
Sorry, since when do you get an input on the content? Pipe down. Pipe down, audio slave.
What's yours called and what's mine called? And we'll just
mine's called That's Life. Pick me a life.
Pick me a life.
Hey, Mr. Sandman, pick me a life. Bum, 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 bum. Anyway, yeah.
That's
so
me up.
We're going to... That's me up, anyway. We're going to read these...
I feel bad now, Shane. What did you say?
Yeah, sorry. What did you say?
So that's what I named the file. Take a break.
Take a break. Neither of us have that.
We'll figure it out as we go along, seemingly. This is the general consensus of this entire podcast. But anyway, yeah, you have Picked Me Up. I have That's Life. You haven't looked at any of the stories of mine, and I haven't looked at any of the stories in yours.
No.
We've both kind of seen the covers. We're not going to read anything triggering, so don't worry about that. They're just going to be kind of like weird stories.
Yeah.
Nothing explicit. So yeah, who?
I think yours is more interesting than mine.
Just but you also said mine was quite a good bit darker. Is yours, so I had to...
Does yours have the one? Yeah, that big headline down the bottom. That's I thought I had that, but
no. Okay, will no. we go no. And we'll do like some of the Q&As and the horoscopes. Okay, do you want to go first or will I?
It depends. What are we just like?
Can I actually start with this one that's headlined TikTok Twits?
Yeah, go for it.
And the subhead is, you won't believe the lengths some young people go to get noticed on social media, or the dangerous acts they're encouraging others to follow. And then it has like a yellow circle, like a stickered. I can't speak. And it says app hazard. Because TikTok is an app hazard. Yeah, very good.
Does it have a headline on the cover for this? Because I find the headlines on the cover are really misleading to what's inside. So I just want to know.
Sorry. Yeah, my main one is, my fella and my male boss slept together.
No.
I got the shot. Oh, sorry. What? Sorry, what did you mean?
No, I mean like on the cover. Like there's one of mine, it's like, how I trick my mates into thinking I'm a celeb. And then when you go to the article, she's just like a makeup artist. That like does herself into like Joe Exotic and all.
Oh, one of them.
Yeah, but like that's not like they're very misleading. So is there a TikTok headline on the cover of that that maybe?
No, the TikTok one actually didn't make the cover because like there's two yeah, like quite grim stories, and then like the other.
I
want to
hear the one about the boss and the husband.
Will we actually go to that first? Then
no, you do the TikTok.
Okay, sorry. So have you heard of the dry scoop challenge?
Is this where you eat protein?
Yeah.
I know a lot of people that do that for crack.
Scarily, this supposed fitness trend, of course you do. Trend sweeping TikTok involves gulping scoops of pre-workout powder before exercising. Without
Alice
any water.
Did that one day.
But without any water or liquid. I feel like I know someone else who did that.
Yeah, I don't know.
Many users predictably end up choking or coughing up clouds of protein dust. For TikToker Brittany Portillo, sorry now, her name is Brittany Portillo. Brittany. Stop it now. It ended in being blue lighted to hospital with a heart attack. She was lucky to pull through, but is now warning others or users not to copy this trend.
Why would you have a heart attack from that?
I don't know. Neither of us are qualified enough to. From choking, so air, lack of air.
Yeah, maybe it built up in your esophagus.
I feel like she may be using the word heart attack, but like that's not what happened. I'd say it was like similar to a heart attack, but
yeah,
like.
Panic attack.
No, I wouldn't say it was. If she was in the hospital,
listen,
like,
she wasn't well.
Okay, the Benadryl challenge.
What is Benadryl, like cough syrup?
Like an allergy tablet. Teens were taking large doses of the anti-allergy drug to hallucinate. Oh my god. Baby swing craze. In the UK, emergency calls have doubled over the last year, and first responders say this silly TikTok stunt of bigger.
Sorry, if you've ever gotten stuck in one of those swings, it is an emergency.
Yeah, in fairness, yeah. Of bigger kids wedging themselves into a baby swing at the park and getting stuck is partially to blame. We have better things to be doing than cutting teenagers out of swings who think it's a laugh. While we are dealing with them, a house fire could be killing people, one UK firefighter said.
Okay, one UK firefighter. They didn't even bother interviewing someone.
They didn't bother, yeah.
A house fire could be happening somewhere. People could be dying.
A sexy silhouette trend. You do know this one, don't you?
Yes. What's wrong with that though?
This uses a snap. Well, this because like initially it was they were using a Snapchat filter and people were able to figure out like how to download it and basically see your baps and japs, like take off the filter and realize, yeah. Now that was knocked on the head pretty quickly though.
What
and
are
then,
your japs?
Japs at you. I don't know. I just wanted something to rhyme with baps.
Baps and japs.
What the hell? The Kiki challenge. The trend sees TikTokers film themselves jumping out of a slow-moving car and dancing along to Drake's song In My Feelings with the lyric, yeah. Kiki, Do You Love Me?
That's old.
But unsurprisingly, many mishaps have occurred, including one where a car slams into a user mid-video.
Jesus. Mid-video, that means they posted it anyway.
Don't get me wrong, that is bad, but like I'm not really sure what that has to do with the specific challenge. That was just like one unfortunate incident. Mm. It doesn't seem like the car thing was relevant.
Yeah, it's user error.
The plug socket or outlet challenge.
Do you lick it?
This involves users partially plugging in phone chargers and dropping pennies onto the exposed prongs to create sparks.
No.
Many of these videos have resulted in electrocution, burns and house fires. Do you want to know how to take control of TikTok now?
Mm-hmm.
Check your child's settings are private. In privacy and safety, change the settings to friends are off so strangers can't interact with them. turn on family safety mode, which gives you remote control over a child's TikTok access. And then they said, That's Life contacted TikTok for a comment, but they had not replied by the time we went to press. You don't say. You don't
DM them
say.
On Instagram.
Some of the rest of them are a bit grim. I won't read them. Needless to say, I know bandwagon listeners aren't doing any of these. But anyway. Mm. Do you want to go next? Oh, actually, did you do the nutmeg challenge?
No, you did it. That was the cinnamon challenge.
No, it's not similar to that. Or yeah, I did the cinnamon challenge before when the cinnamon challenge was a thing. But this is one where it's basically like you just eat loads of nutmeg and you supposedly hallucinate.
Oh.
But apparently people, because there's a chemical in it called myristicin, but it can affect the nervous system. But it can give you like, there's obviously side effects to everything. Like if you're going to be fucking ingesting shit. Like,
yeah.
Anyway, hit me with one of yours and then I'm going to go to my male boss slept together.
I'm on page 32 and this is the first thing that's mildly interesting or appropriate. And it's shut up and drive. When Leah Kemp, 27, went into labour, her hubby's Mazda became a makeshift birthing suite.
Do you know what I just love? The definition of these magazines is like
real life, real people.
No, but like you have a word count and you have to meet it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like the Maz, where the
and her full address. Actually, it did have her full address after that.
The Mazda became a real life birthing suite, and her husband valiantly acted as the noble midwife there to save the day. Like they just run and run.
Yeah, do you want to see if that's how it goes?
Yeah.
Okay, browsing home bargains with my husband Jordan, 27. We strolled down the health aisle and I paused for a minute. Do you think we should go get a test? I said. We already had two amazing little girls. Mercedes Elise, who's 5, and Autumn, who's 2, but we've been trying for a third baby for months. So far, nothing had happened, and with every negative test, I lost a bit more hope. This is a bit sad.
I told you we needed to screen these breeds.
No, it gets better because she does have a baby in the car.
Yeah, true.
But something that day in September 2020 was telling me to buy another test. On a whim, I grabbed a cheap one off the shelf and headed over to the checkout to pay. Back at home, I left Jordan in the living room while I nipped to the toilet. After what felt like the longest 3 minutes of my life, I tentatively took a peek. Oh my God. Rushing downstairs, I thrust the test under Jordan's nose. I'm pregnant, I squealed. Jordan's jaw dropped. And he scooped me up in a huge hug as I giggled with delight. I can't believe it, he said, not able to wipe the grin off his face. I bought 3 more tests just to make sure, and when they all came back positive too, I couldn't stop smiling. After trying for 6 months, it took a while for the news to sink in, but we were both over the moon. Telling Mercedes, Elise and Autumn the happy news... That's a mouthful.
And they had they definitely named the child Mazda. I'm saying it right here now. I'm going to call it.
I hope prediction. Not. Mercedes Elise and Autumn. That'll be.
Sorry, Elise is not bad.
Mercedes Elise is one name.
Oh no! Mercedes Elise, coming for your dinner.
Yeah.
Sorry, if your name is Mercedes Elise. Well,
the icing on the cake. I hope it's a boy, Mercedes Elise.
I'm sure she does.
Autumn was a bit too young to fully understand, but they were both so excited to meet their new sibling. At 19 weeks, we went for a private gender scan and we arranged a cannon for a surprise gender reveal party. When it arrived, the 4 of us gathered in the garden with my mum, brother and sister. And when blue confetti burst out, we all screamed with excitement as Jordan punched the air gleefully. You got what you wanted, Mercedes, I said. A little brother.
Why does that sound threatening? You got what you wanted. What a sad little life, Mercedes.
We bought him a mini Arsenal kit, Jordan's favourite team, and I filled the drawers with adorable blue baby girls. Jordan and I got to work decorating a nursery for our son. This is fucking long.
Skip to the bit where they're in the car. Come on.
By the beginning of May, I was 4 days away from my due date, and I felt as big as a house and fed up too. Come on, baby boy, we're ready for you now, I whispered, stroking my bum. This sounds so weird. One evening, I paced up and down the kitchen, feeling restless and uncomfortable. Should we go for a walk around Asda? I said to Jordan. I need to do something. We browsed the garden. We browsed the garden lights before heading to McDonald's as a treat on the way home. The girls munched through their happy meals while I chowed down on a McChicken sandwich and Jordan devoured a triple cheeseburger with a strawberry milkshake.
The level of detail, like, is actually incredible.
That was good, I said, feeling stuffed as we arrived back home. Oh, she's out of the car now. I don't know. I thought that was going to be it. But as soon as we walked through the door, I felt a familiar pain in my back.
There we go. Sorry, see, you should have relaxed the cacks.
It was exactly the same as the pain I'd felt in my previous two labours, and I just knew, I think it's happening, I said to Jordan. He ran me a hot bath, and as I sank into the tub, he dropped the girls at my mum's house around the corner. By the time he got home, I knew I needed to get to the hospital straight away. I waddled to the car and awkwardly heaved myself into the passenger seat of Jordan's blue Mazda 3 before he sped. Oh, the picture of the car.
We have to include these in the post. They're so cute, but you know what is
so cute?
There's a picture of the baby in the corner of the article, and above the picture of the baby, it's just like exciting real life in like flaming capitals and colours.
The pains were getting more intense, and as we made our 35-minute journey, I felt the urge to push and tried to breathe my way through it. I didn't say anything to Jordan. I knew it would only make him panic. Come on, hold on, you're nearly there, I told myself as I panted and winced. But when Jordan finally pulled up at the hospital, we quickly realised we'd come to the wrong entrance.
Oh no.
Poor Jordan.
Jesus.
He's done this before. So close, yet so far. He parked up and dashed to get a wheelchair, but I knew it was too late. I'm not going to make it, I said when he came back, still panting. Well, you've got to, he said. Come on, you need to get in the wheelchair. You'll both be much safer inside. I can't, I moaned. You've got to, Jordan repeated, sighing. I couldn't believe we were having a Barney as I was about to give birth.
Yeah, Jordan needs to shut the fuck up.
No, I can't, I said firmly. I can feel him coming. Push the seat back and come catch the head. Jesus.
Oh.
Grabbing my cardigan.
This all happened very quickly. We were looking at lights 2 seconds ago.
Oh, Jordan, grabbing my cardigan, Jordan got down in the footwell, and with one big push, I felt the baby's head come out. One more push and you're there, Jordan said. You can do it. But he changed his tune. I winced as I pushed with all my strength, and before I knew what was happening, Jordan was gently placing our baby boy on my chest, wrapped up in my cardi. I'll be right back, he said, giving me a quick kiss before dashing off to get help. Gazing down at the wrinkled up little face on my chest, I smiled. I'd never felt so content. Jordan came back with a midwife, and me and our newborn son were taken up to a ward to be checked over as Jordan cut the umbilical cord. Does this happen often? I asked the midwife. Oh no, this is my first car park baby, she said. Well, Jensen and I got cleaned up. Jordan got to work cleaning out his car.
So it's not, the baby's not called Mazda.
With wipes given to him by a paramedic.
No middle name.
You're not going to do much with wipes.
Yeah, not those fucking water
birthing
wipes.
Fluids.
Anyway, get you like the last bit. They're all happy.
Jensen was born, blah, blah, blah. Just after midnight on the 7th of May, 2021. And by 3 a.m. that morning, we'd been sent home together. Jesus.
Long day for you to not have even
given
birth.
He doesn't seem to have a middle name.
Oh, so it's not.
No, never mind.
Well, all I'd say is there, they missed an opportunity.
From her first contraction, it had taken just 90 minutes for Jensen to be born in the front seat of Jordan's Mazda. That's what happens on the third.
Yeah, it's much quicker as you keep going along. Yeah. There you go.
That was good.
Okay, so let's go back
Congratulations to Leah and Jordan.
And Mercedes Elise
and Mercedes Elise for getting what she wanted and Autumn.
Okay, so let's go back to my fella and my male boss, in all caps, slept together. I got the shock of my life when I walked in. And then you go to the story and the headline
is something totally different.
The boss has given you a rise. Hannah didn't think it was odd for their boss to sleep over until her boyfriend Adam dropped a bombshell. Okay, I love, like, obviously, for whatever reason, the ex has, like, given your one permission to send in the story and include pictures of them, but, like, they have no picture of the boss. So, like, they've just included, like, this stock image of a man in a suit without a head. Okay, so.
Why would you give permission? Oh, I haven't. Send in a story about you cheating on them with your boss.
I haven't read that bit, but I'm sure they'll get into it. I think his argument was that, like, I don't regret it. Like, it made me realise who it was. Like, it was just really unfortunate, like, that it was...
Okay. He found love in a hopeless place.
Well, I don't know if he found love. Right, but he, like, realised who...
We're about to find
anyway. The phone rang at work and my hand instantly shot towards the answer button. I'll get it, I called. From the other side of the booth, my colleague Adam pulled a funny face. I knew he was trying to make me laugh. Yeah, generally. I'd met Adam after we'd both got summer jobs in a call centre. His booth was next to mine. I'm going to pause there for a second. I feel like... The people you potentially meet working at call centres and like working at a call centre, that job. No, I just feel like I don't know how to phrase this without. No, I'm not trying to be mean, but I just feel like there is something about, not specifically people who work at call centres, but like I feel like the people you potentially meet working at call centres, like it's anyone's guess or anyone's game.
It's a pick and mix of society.
Yeah, you could. Do you know what I mean?
Mm.
Like, it just, it does not surprise me that this story has resulted in
a call center.
Yeah. Or come out of a call center. If anyone has any call center experience stories.
Oh, yeah.
Either working there or like customers. That'd be a good episode.
Exciting real life stories.
Yeah. Send them to us. Send them our way. And we can do bandwagons, take a break from life. Pick me up a life. Okay, sorry. I'd met Adam after we both got summer jobs in the call centre. His booth was next to mine. We'd make up silly games to help us pass the time, like racing to see who could pick up a call before the other. That's a shit game. When I finished chatting to the customer, I turned back to him. Beat you again, slow coach, I teased. Before long, Adam and I were chatting to each other far more than we were to the customers. Then one day he asked, would you like to go on a date? That would be nice, I replied. We went out for drinks and didn't stop talking. After that, things between us moved fast. One evening, we went back to his house. I've got a high sex drive, I confessed. Adam turned to me and grinned.
Jesus.
I don't think that's going to be a problem, he said, as he bundled me onto his bed. The verb bundled
what
there.
What does that mean? Guillotine. Do you know what I'm picturing?
Like a sack of potatoes.
No, do you know what I picture is that she's like rolled up like you do popcorn on the trampoline and he's rolled her onto the bed.
What the fuck is popcorn on the trampoline?
Do you know, like you'd be like all hunched up with your knees to your chest.
Oh, and then people bounce you. Like, yeah. That's way better than sex. From then on, the sex was in good supply, two or three times a night. At home, we couldn't keep our hands off each other. And at the call centre, we could hardly keep the smiles off our faces. Then one day, after we'd been intimate, Adam winced. There's blood on the sheet. Oh, no, he said, it's just my contraceptive injection, I explained. It makes me bleed a bit after sex. I've got a phobia of blood, Adam said. I'm squeamish. It puts me off. Next evening, as I snuggled up to Adam, he shrank back. What's wrong? I said, genuinely confused. He basically said he couldn't stop thinking about the blood. I couldn't believe he was making such a fuss. I guess there's always the morning, I thought. But next morning, Adam had a headache. Are we seeing what's happening here?
Yeah.
It became a regular problem and he constantly seemed to have an excuse. I began to feel frustrated. Is it me? I pleaded. Is it something I've done? Adam shook his head. No, we're fine. Stop worrying. A couple of months later, we'd done a shift at the call centre when a bunch of colleagues suggested we have a night out. Who fancies hitting the clubs? Mark, one of our bosses, asked. Mark was openly gay and was planning on going to a gay club in town. It
you
sounded
that
like
such
fun.
Venom in your voice.
Well, I feel like she's
gay.
Well, I feel like she's kind of saying with venom when there's no need. Like it was just I get
gay
shitty thing that
club.
Happened to you, but it sounded like fun. You sure you're feeling up to it? Adam asked. I'd been on a course of antibiotics for a UTI and wasn't supposed to be drinking, but I didn't want to miss out on the fun. I'll be fine, I told him. So later that night, I put on a final slick of lip gloss before Adam and I jumped in a taxi and met Mark and the rest of our workmates in town. One drink led to another. Blah, 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 blah. The room was spinning. The music thudded and the dance floor pulsed and I began to feel really woozy. Ooh. I felt Adam gently put his arm around me. Are you okay? Then she collapsed in the middle of the club.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Before I knew what was happening, Adam had called an ambulance and paramedics were checking me over. She needs to get home and sleep it off. They helped me into the ambulance and Adam climbed in behind me. My boss also came for support. I was vaguely aware of speeding through the streets in the back of the ambulance, but then I closed my eyes and the world faded to black. The next thing I knew, it was morning and I slowly came around in a strange room. I swung my legs out of the bed and stumbled out into the hall. It clicked into place then. I was at Adam's house, but I'd been in the spare room. That's strange, I thought, as I pushed open the door to Adam's bedroom. As the door opened and I peered inside, I froze. Adam was in bed. He wasn't alone. Facing him on the other pillow was our boss, Mark. The pair of them were awake and they were talking. Oh, they weren't checking. That's boring. Situation was really
alarming. They were awake and talking. They knew that was about to happen.
Fair. The situation was ringing alarm bells in my head, but I was still groggy from the combination of the antibiotics and the alcohol. Adam probably put me in the spare room in case I was sick again, I reasoned.
No, you're worth.
So I think she got into bed with him then. Morning, I groaned, slipped into the bed next to Adam and went to give him a hug. What happened last night? But putting my arm around Adam, my heart quickened. There were no pajama trousers or underpants. He was completely naked. I realised then that Mark had no top on either. Did he have pants on under the duvet?
That would matter.
Suddenly, I felt shy. And when Adam and Mark began chatting to me normally, I went with it. How about we go to the cinema later? No. Adam suggested. Then it was just basically like the problems like kept going. The sex fizzled out. I was no longer enjoying our relationship, so I decided to end it. If that's what you want, Adam said quietly. He didn't put up much of a fight. And although our split was amicable, it left me with tons of unanswered questions. In time, my contract finished with the call centre, so I left. I didn't see Adam at all. Then a year or so later, he sent me a text out of the blue. I'm sorry for how I treated you. We started texting and got to reminiscing about old times. We agreed to meet up when Adam suddenly made a shocking confession. That night you found me in bed with Mark. I slept with him.
Well, yeah.
My jaw fell open with shock. Our boss, Mark, had been giving Adam a rise all night. It just wasn't anything to do with money.
Aww.
Oh my God.
I hate this.
But as Adam continued, I felt my heart softening. I was battling my sexuality at the time. I'd felt strangely comforted. I'd questioned myself endlessly after our breakup, wondering if I'd done something wrong or if I wasn't sexually attractive. Now I knew that wasn't to be the case. They're friendly enough now, so that's good for them. He obviously gave permission for the story. Will we see what he says?
Yeah.
So he says, I'm not against it at all. It helped me understand who I am. Yeah, I'm sure it was a surprise, in brackets, for Hannah. The thing was, none of it was intentional, honestly. It was one of those things that happened. I do feel bad for it. We were reminiscing and it came up. And yes, I did confess. For a very long time, I've told people I'm bisexual. I'm a very feminine man. Then I thought, maybe it is more than that. It was never my intention to hurt anyone. It was there and I was curious. I'm bisexual, definitely. More open to the other side. There's no hiding. I never set out to hurt anyone.
This, I feel like this was taken word for word as opposed to this very flowery... Can I see them again?
...piece from Hannah's story. Yeah, so hang on. Where's the front of this? Hang on.
It doesn't matter.
Really? No, I'll show you.
Just hold up the two
all
pages.
All the pages are the same width.
I can
width.
See it. You just keep going past it.
There.
Okay.
Shane?
Gorge. Which one?
Again, I would say they kind of exaggerated that story, I felt.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought there was going to be a massive blow up, but...
I also thought she was going to walk in on them shagging.
Yeah, well...
Way more scandalous.
I still think she would have been like, do you want to go to the cinema?
Well, maybe it would have with the shock, though. Not in a hateful way, though. They also didn't seem that serious. It seemed like they were shagging. Do you know what I mean?
I don't know.
It didn't seem like they were boyfriend. Like, at no point is it like, we were moving very fast. It was like, we move very fast. I've got a high sex drive. He was like, me too. And then they were just shagging. And then stopped shagging.
Yeah. I don't know. Do you want, I don't know.
Oh, actually, sorry. They do use the term boyfriend in the subhead.
I have one and it's, stabbed over 100 times after getting into the wrong taxi.
No, that seems a bit
crazy. I think she lives.
You think?
Yeah, I don't. Well, why would you write this if she died?
Yeah, true.
Well, I give it a go. I'll skim through. I have nothing else for you. I'm on the crosswords. This is very like low content in these. Or do you want the dilemmas and we can see about solving some dilemmas?
Yeah, let's go to the dilemmas.
Okay, you
go
these are absolutely made up by
the
magazine.
Yeah, you go to the dilemmas first.
Okay, so do you want treats her badly, making me jealous, or why exclude me?
The treats are making me jealous? Or no, that's two of them together,
is it?
It's
not the treats.
Treats? Treats.
Treats are badly. My sister is dating
treats
a man.
Treats her badly, sorry.
My sister is dating a man who puts her down. You were like, I want the one about the treats.
No, we can't do this one now.
Why?
Is it really? Okay, carry on.
It's definitely fake. I wouldn't worry about it. My sister is dating a man who puts her down and doesn't treat her very well. Problem is now her confidence is destroyed and she thinks she doesn't deserve any better. What can I do? From Chloe in Halifax. Do you want to guess what Danielle gave as advice?
No, tell me.
We have no control over anyone else's actions, only our own. She needs to recognize for herself the abusive relationship she is in and realize that she deserves better. Only then will she be able to make the changes necessary to move forward. The mere fact that you are there for her to talk to will, this is no crack, will help her reflect on the situation. It's a truly important thing. I would suggest that you take some time to go out together and do things that you know she loves doing. Help her to regain her sense of confidence, strength and independence by showing her that there is a happy life outside her current situation and that she's worth it. When your sister is ready, there are so many resources online that can help her. I've even got a 30-day confidence challenge that she can download from my website.
Oh, funny that. Yeah. I have to get the plug in. Doctor, whatever your name is.
Danielle.
Danielle. What's she even a doctor?
Don't know.
Fuck's sake.
Practitioner? Hypnotherapist?
Okay. No.
And life coach. What's a practitioner?
Could be a... don't know. Is that not just a... well, no, sorry. GP is general practitioner.
So she's a doctor.
Oh, she is.
She's
okay.
A doctor, hypnotherapist and life coach.
Why do they not refer to her as Dr. Danielle? That's a good question, isn't it?
That is a great question.
Okay, here's my advice. Take her phone.
Yeah.
Block him. Delete the number. And she will think that he has had to go into the witness protection program. Or tell her that. Tell her he's gone into the witness protection program.
Yeah, or take his phone. Break up with her.
Yeah, when would you ever have access to his phone though?
Don't know. Same time you have access to hers.
Change his locks. Since she can't get in.
Change his locks so she can't get in.
Change
his
your locks. But then
you've no access to his phone, but you're in his house changing the locks.
That's true, yeah. That's very true.
Yeah, I don't know.
Sorry, can I take one? And I will put this photo on the Patreon as well so people can see. But there's this like 2-page spread in That's Life where it's just like people send in, like, I don't want to take the piss because it is just people sending in like nice photos of like their kids and stuff and they're doing things. And it's your life, your kids, your laughs, your friends, your world. And you know, it's the ones where like you send in a picture and they pay you, or like you get the kids to write a story and they pay them, whatever. But there's one photo that was sent in and it was like, to celebrate my mom Jacqueline's birthday, my family and I hosted a surprise fancy dress party in her honour. Here's mom, 56, with my brother Billy, 36, getting into the party spirit. I'm going to show you the picture and I want you to guess who they are. Okay?
What do you mean?
You have to get... It's a fancy dress party, so they're clearly...
Oh, okay.
But you need to guess like who they are, because I do not have a singular breeze.
Down the bottom?
Yeah. Well, Breed, it's not the dog holding a fucking digger or the baby.
Are they Cilla Black and...
must be Jimi Hendrix, is it?
Maybe Jimi Hendrix. Is Shane? It Cilla Black?
It doesn't tell us, like...
Oh.
Shane doesn't have a clue.
She wears the satisfaction in that.
Me? Unless she's like a 60s girl?
Maybe they're just mod, yeah.
Maybe, yeah. Okay, will I go to my dilemmas page or will
I have two other ones. I see like you could probably...
No, sorry. I have another funny picture one, I will say though. Like, okay. Some of these are just so... Like, again, I'm not taking the piss, but they just are like so sincere and earnest that like I just also can't help but laugh. But then I'm also like, this is basically what we all do on Instagram all day. This is just the magazine equivalent of it. Or this is what I do with Bertie. Like, pop culture is the headline. My dog Chase is such a funny character. On sunny days, he always makes sure to accessorize appropriately. He made life so much more bearable during lockdown. And it's just a picture of the dog wearing sunglasses.
Aww.
It's pretty cute.
The dog can't even read though. Like, who is that really for?
Yeah.
I do think that girl died that got stabbed.
Okay, well then we may leave that. Do you want to hear what they're loving this week?
Yes.
Fruit bowl peelers might count as one of your children's five a day, but that doesn't stop them being fun to eat. They're just like a fruit cheese string. No, look at the fucking these things. Fruit cheese strings.
Are they like winders though? Because that could be yum.
Yeah, but surely they're not one of your five a day. They come in strawberry, raspberry, blackcurrant flavours, and with five in a box, they're great value. What else are they loving?
Oh, sorry, I skipped a big one here. I sold saucy snaps so I could buy a bus.
Yes. Oh my. Sorry.
Oh my god, sorry. I buried the lead.
We've been pissing over these. Fucking hell.
You can ding my bell. That's what it says. Okay. Hayley from North Wales dreamed of living on a bus and she found a risque way of making it a reality. Spreading my bills out in front of me, blah, blah, blah. They really set it up like it's a fucking... My dad wrote a porno book or something.
Is that how everyone's affording their horse carts this weather, you reckon? To sell the coffee out of?
I have spent all why are you day looking trying for to hire a horse box.
Yeah, what do you look... Why can you say?
We just need one for to film in. We don't need it for coffee. I need it as like set.
Oh, okay. Right, fair. So, I was like, what? I was like, anyway, sorry, carry on.
Spreading my bills out in front of me, I sighed. They were mounting up, and despite working long hours as a delivery driver, I was struggling to pay them. So I started thinking of ways to make some quick cash, and suddenly it was like a light bulb went off in my head. What about OnlyFans? I heard of the risque website, but never given it much thought until now. And when I looked into it, I quickly realised it was the perfect solution. I asked my boyfriend, Owain.
What?
Owain.
Owain.
O-W-A-I-N.
She's turned the Wayans against us.
O-W-A-I-N. I feel like it's...
Owain.
O-W-A-I-N.
O-W-A-I-N. Yeah, some people do pronounce that Owain.
It's Welsh, I'd say, for Owain, yeah.
Yeah.
I prefer Owain.
Owain. Owain in a manger, no crib for a bed.
I asked my boyfriend, Happy Owain, August. What he thought about it. Go for it, he said, encouraging me as always. I would if I were a woman. I grinned. Whatever that means.
Fair enough.
I'd always been very open-minded, and Owain telling me I'm beautiful every day made me feel so confident too. Logging onto the site, I set up an account and soon started uploading pictures. Posting my first nude image back in January this year was nerve-wracking. But when I started getting responses, I was thrilled. It was such a buzz. Before I knew it, I was charging £11 for photos and footage and £9 per month for subscriptions and uploading saucy snaps 3 times a day.
That's very reasonable.
Yeah, bargain. I was making thousands just by working part-time, more than I could have dreamed of making doing deliveries 12 hours a day, 6 days a week. Some of my family were a bit wary, but once they saw how much money I was making and how much freedom and happiness that gave me, they were supportive. Since you have to subscribe to see images, I didn't worry about my mum and dad stumbling across them. But then another thought came to me. I'd always been a bit unconventional, and the idea of living a normal life never appealed to me.
She's not like
She's
other girls.
She's a delivery
girls.
Driver.
She's not I like other girls.
I didn't want another mortgage after losing loads of money when I sold my last house, and renting seemed like just throwing money away. I love the idea of living somewhere cool and quirky, and in the past I'd toyed with the idea of doing up an old bus to live in. And all of a sudden I thought to myself, why not give it a go now? I was living with my dad with my Samoyed puppy Eric and three...
Samoyed? Yeah.
My Samoyed puppy Eric and three cats, Nessie, Kevin and Wilson. I am obsessed with
their
names.
They're great names.
Great names. I didn't want to stay there forever, and it seemed like the perfect solution for me. In March 2020, just a few months after starting OnlyFans, I went to a bus company in Holywell that I used to deliver to and asked if I could buy a double-decker. They happened to have an old red London bus that wasn't being used and was £3,250. It was mine. Now I've made around 16 grand from OnlyFans, and I'm always looking for new ways to boost my earnings. I'm looking at offering fetishes like feet and humiliation as an option for extra fees.
It's good to know.
And other add-ons like voice notes from me. All of my subscribers have been great. I haven't had anyone creepy or sleazy, but if anyone did make me feel uncomfortable, I can just block them. So far, I've spent about £6,000 on the bus, including flooring upstairs, insulation, and a new kitchen from IKEA. But I've still got lots to do. I'm in the process of buying a plot of land to keep it on as a base, but it's fully drivable, so it'll be like a cool motorhome. I've done all the work myself, giving it a go and seeing how I get on. But I will get professionals like electricians and plumbers in when I need to. Yes, we recommend
yeah,
that.
Yeah, we do. We strongly recommend that.
I've got solar panels on the roof, so when it's finished, my bills will be minimal and I'll be completely off-grid. I'm planning an open-plan top deck with a bed, bath and wardrobe area.
Bed, bath and beyond.
Seating at the front. The downstairs will be cozier with the kitchen on one side and a living room at the back with a shower or downstairs toilet too. I didn't want to compromise on space as I've got my pets to think of. Jesus, she's going to be in there with 4 pets. Owain has his own place, but once it's done, I know he'll be staying all the time. Owain wants nothing to do with this bus.
I don't know how to tell you this, Kat, but Owain is fully away with the young ones. I will say, like...
It's important to both of us.
What a terrible way to find out someone's cheating on you by spending all that money on a bus and starting OnlyFans.
Yeah. It's important to both of us to have our own space too, so hopefully he won't be moving in. No, he won't be fully moving in, sorry. I still work 3 days a week doing deliveries, but OnlyFans has given me much more freedom. It's about so much more than money. I find it really empowering. My body is my biggest asset. I'm really proud to show it off.
Well, that is a pretty, like, positive story.
Yeah.
Good for her.
The bus is literally just like a standard London red bus.
Nice.
It's a bit weird.
Did you read the headline? You can ding my bell.
I said it and you didn't laugh.
Oh, sorry. You can ding my bell. Sorry.
I said it at the top and nobody laughed.
You can ding my bell. Oh, I'm going to be honest. Everything else in mine is a bit too grim, I think. If anyone regularly reads these, we won't rat you out. But if you can point us in the direction of ones that are Do you know, like, you know they're a bit, like, nice, like.
Yeah, this is, like, there's one and it's like, when Jodie from Hertfordshire's noticed her daughter's neck was hurting, she didn't think this would be why, ellipsis. And then it, like, it goes on. I had to read it for a good while before they before they...
Go on. You can say
the word? Reveal that she has Tourette's.
Oh, my God. I really didn't know where that was going. This was the original clickbait, really, like, wasn't it?
That's exactly what Mark said earlier. It was.
What's the news? Your weekly update. Wisdom wins. Having wisdom teeth removed may improve a person's sense of taste, new research has found. It's believed that the greater ability could be due to nerves at the back of the mouth being freed up after the teeth blocking them were removed.
Hmm.
There you go.
In next week's Pick Me Up, do you want to hear what the headlines are?
Yes. And then I'll read you your horoscope.
Oh, yeah. I took my dog for his final walk.
No, I don't want to read that one.
And then there's a picture of the dog.
Oh, no, that's sad.
The next one's a bit more up. See what I do with fuzzy felt.
That could be anything.
Yeah, and it won't be good.
It won't be
my
good.
My husband was hit by
He's
a truck.
Sticking it in
and
his
then
jumper.
My husband does not look warm but well in that picture. Look at he looks like a zombie.
Fucking hell.
Assuming he lived, but we can't be sure.
Can you ever be sure?
No.
This Let's doesn't tell you what's going to be in next week. Oh, yeah, okay. Well, I
On
go
the very
first.
Back page, mine said it.
Mine are not on the very back page. I had them and then I lost them again.
No, Sick. It was what was next. Okay, well, you go first, yeah.
Okay.
Now, bear in mind, this is for the week the 12th to the 18th of August.
Yeah.
So they should be the same for Leo.
Yeah.
That's how horoscopes work.
Yeah.
Okay.
But we have different magazines.
Yeah, but horoscopes should be, like, it's not, like, Leo horoscope for that week should be that, like, one thing. It shouldn't be, like, it shouldn't vary depending on the magazine.
You would think, Bree.
No,
yeah,
that's
but,
what
like,
I'm saying, like, just okay. preface this. We're expecting them to be the same.
Okay, Leo, while you start the week wondering how to move forwards, you realise decisions need to be made, even if you don't have all the details. You're not prepared to take a backseat in love, so you need to share your feelings or take action. So if you need to share your feelings or take action, do it now.
Mine says, don't regret what hasn't worked out. Instead, learn the valuable lessons it has taught you about how not to do things for next time. Animals link to arguments, which are a cover for a different conversation that needs to be had.
Oh my fucking God, Whiskey's going to break me and Kane up.
Using your time, not on others' petty dramas, can see you excel this week. The new moon casts you in a light where everything becomes possible. And there's a phone number under it, in case you want to ring her and talk about it.
It's stars. Is this your lucky week? Josephine reveals all. Josephine could be fucking anyone. Not in a way, like Josephine could be the fucking
Josephine who? There's Claire.
Josephine could do accounts for That's Life. What experience do you have with the stars? Hmm?
Yeah.
Not saying that accountants don't, but generally, like,
where was mine again?
I don't think mine was that accurate.
Mine was Claire Petalengro. 7 days of hope and happiness with Claire Petalengro. Stars as
She's
well.
Another one who probably is a fucking 30-day confidence
she looks,
plan.
I don't know. She looks really confident.
She does look pretty confident. What about Josephine? Josephine looks like
sold.
She's chancing her arm. Josephine looks like whoever normally does the stars called in sick. Sorry, Josephine. Yeah.
Josephine, if you're listening.
Okay, that's
Please
it.
Please stay subscribed.
That's it for this week's. Oh, do you want to order this kitchen capers collector's clock on the back of the magazine?
No. It's that cat swings. That's
covering cats leave paw prints on your heart. Aw. Pay nothing now. And then what do we pay? Probably 8 million euro. Our famous 365-day money-back guarantee. This handcrafted clock is available for just 4 interest-free payments of $24.99. That's only $99.96 plus $9.99.
That's a lot of maths for a cat clock.
But you pay nothing now.
Fanula.
Spoon pendulum moves as time ticks by.
Yeah, and there's a cat hanging on the spoon. That is kind of cute.
Okay, that's it for this week's episode of Pick Me Up a Life. Any recommendations for magazines, do let us know. If you want like a more true crime specific one, I wouldn't actually have any issue doing that, but I don't want to inflict that on you.
Yeah.
Unless if you don't.
This is how I got into true crime. I found one of these magazines in my school library.
As it always, mm-hmm. as it always goes. And similarly, if you have any good recommendations for like funny, outlandish ones, let us know. And again, I maintain if you, wherever the Love Rats issue is, if you see it being sold somewhere in Dublin, let us know and we'll pick it up. That's it for this week. We'll see you again next week.
Goodbye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Megan Rinks.
And I'm Melissa D. Montz.
And like every other person with access to a microphone, we started a podcast.
On Mondays, we release Don't Blame Me, which is an advice podcast where listeners call in and we share our thoughts on situations such as what to do if you're going to your boyfriend's family function and you haven't told him that you previously slept with both his twin brothers.
Then on Thursdays, we release our podcast, But Am I Wrong?, where we ethically gossip about pop culture, politics, our lives, and your lives. Listeners write in and we tell them if they're wrong or right in a situation. Are you the hero or the villain?
On Tuesdays and Fridays, we throw in a little something extra as well.
A little something, something. We strive to create a community grounded in activism, mental health, and inclusivity. Think of us as like your blunt, honest friends who give you advice that you need to hear, not what you want to hear. But we're also always rooting for your success. What we lack in credentials, we make up for in
opinions.
We do that in every episode too.
We're professional, unprofessional. So if you're looking for a new slate of podcasts to add to your routine, we're here for you.
Acast recommends.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.